Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Data Visualization Techniques. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Tools and Techniques in BI in the Business Intelligence for Technology Professionals course. In this lesson, we'll explore the importance of data visualization in business intelligence, common visualization types and their uses, as well as best practices for creating effective visualizations. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to create basic data visualizations that effectively communicate insights. Main content importance of data visualization in BI. Data visualization is a critical component of business intelligence, BI, that leverages visual representation to make complex data more accessible and understandable. It transforms raw data into meaningful insights, allowing stakeholders to make informed decisions quickly. In a world where data is abundant, the ability to visualize information effectively is essential. When data is presented visually, it enhances comprehension and retention. Bar graphs, pie charts, and scatter plots allow viewers to see trends and patterns at a glance, which can be challenging with raw data tables. Effective data visualization also reduces the cognitive load on the audience, enabling them to focus on the story the data tells rather than getting lost in numbers. Moreover, in a technology-driven environment, businesses can use data visualization to identify market trends, track performance metrics, and understand consumer behavior. When you can clearly visualize data, you can respond more swiftly to changing conditions in the marketplace, which is vital for maintaining a competitive edge. Common visualization types and their uses. There are various types of visualizations, each suited to different types of data and analysis. Here are some common types. Bar charts, perfect for comparing quantities across categories. Bar charts are straightforward and effective. For example, if a company wanted to compare sales across different software products, a bar chart could clearly illustrate which products perform best. Line graphs. These are ideal for showing trends over time. For instance, a line graph could track user engagement over the past year, helping a company understand if their new software features are increasing or decreasing interest. Pie charts, useful for displaying proportions of a whole, pie charts can show how various segments contribute to the total. For example, a business could use a pie chart to visualize the percentage of customers using different software subscriptions. Heat maps, these are effective for showing data density and relationships between variables. A heat map could visualize customer interactions on a website, highlighting which areas receive the most attention. Scatter plots, ideal for showing relationships between two variables, scatter plots can help identify correlations. For example, a company could analyze the relationship between marketing spend and customer acquisition rates using a scatter plot. Choosing the right visualization type is crucial for effectively communicating the intended message. It ensures that the audience can quickly grasp the key insights you wish to convey. Best practices for creating effective visualizations. To create visualizations that are not only appealing but also informative, several best practices should be followed. Know your audience. Tailor your visualizations to the audience's preferences and understanding. For a non-technical audience, avoid complex visualizations that require deep analysis to interpret. Keep it simple. Clarity is key. Avoid cluttering your visuals with excessive information. Focus on the most critical data points to communicate your message effectively. Use color wisely. Colors can enhance understanding but can also be distracting. Use a consistent color scheme and ensure that colors are accessible to individuals with color blindness. Label clearly. Ensure that all axes, legends, and data points are clearly labeled. This practice improves comprehension and allows viewers to interpret the visual without confusion. Provide context. Always provide context for your visualizations. Include titles, captions, or explanatory notes to help viewers understand what they are looking at and why it matters. Test and iterate. Before finalizing your visualizations, test them with a small audience. Gather feedback to identify any areas of confusion or improvements that can be made. By adhering to these best practices, you can create visualizations that are not only effective in conveying insights but also engaging for your audience. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the significance of data visualization in business intelligence, examined common visualization types and their applications, and discussed best practices for creating effective visualizations. With these tools and techniques, you are now equipped to create basic data visualizations that communicate insights clearly and effectively. As you move forward, remember that effective data visualization is about simplifying complexity and telling a compelling story with your data. Reflection questions: how can you leverage bar charts to compare product performance in your own business context? In what ways might you use line graphs to track trends over time for your organization? Reflect on a recent data presentation you encountered. What visualization techniques were used, and how effective were they in conveying the message?